Okay, Dennis, I wasn't sure if we'd have a Chumash here tonight. There's no real Parsha this week, Yom Kippur. So I didn't prepare like usually does. Everyone's a little busy this week. Tashkuch, Kapara, so we're going to ask for it, jumping ahead and ahead. So a little bit busy this week. But I heard over some Vetlach during the week. So as I heard them, I had in mind that they will say this over. Someone told me over that he heard Sunday about Urim Reich spoke here in Flatbush on Sunday, and he said over a marshal that an Alta Yid told him, and the Alta Yid told him that he heard this marshal from the Chavetz Chaim himself. He heard it in Varsha from the Chavetz Chaim himself. We say in Shemoneh Esrei is Rechenu Lechaim, No Chavetz Bachaim, Chosvei Mitzayf Achaim, Lamancha Lekim Chaim. Lamancha, for your sake, Hashem. L'mancha, for you, Hashem. What exactly is a tefillah l'mancha l'kim chayim? For your sake, Hashem. So the Chavetz Chaim stood over the following marshal. There was once a young man starting off. He needed a parnasa, and he was looking around to find a livelihood. And someone told him, listen, here in town, there are not too many people that sell material, clothing. Why don't you travel to Lemberg, big textile factories, and order a lot of material. You'll bring it back here to our city. You'll be able to sell it, and you'll learn a panosa. So he wrote this young man a nice recommendation. He told him, go to this and this seicher in Lemberg, show him the letter of recommendation that I give him, and he'll extend you credit for the material, and you come back, you pay him, and you start to build up your business. So kachave, he travels to Lemberg, he goes to the seicher, he shows him the letter of recommendation, and the seicher says, fine, no problem, tell me your business plans, tell me exactly what you want to do, let's schmooze it out, let's talk it out, and if your plan is sounds doable, we'll work out a deal. They talk it through, it sounds very feasible, very doable, and he sells him the merchandise, the material on credit, and he agrees to pay him back within the year. He's very successful the first year, the business takes off. He comes back to Lemberg at the end of the year, and he pays in full for all the material that he took, and of course he asks for more material for the coming year. And the seicher is very happy to give him. He paid him in full. He sees he has a good business. He gives him the material. And this goes on one year after another. Every year he comes, he pays up in full. No, as the years go on, the business grows. He took a partner into the business. And one year didn't go. Didn't have a good year. And he's not able to pay everything back. He comes back to Lemberg. He tells the seicher, I'm sorry. I only can pay you 80% of what I took last year. I can't pay you the full amount. What happened? I didn't have a good year. All right, but let me have everything again for this year. Hopefully this year I'll be able to make up last year's loss and I'll pay you back the 20% plus this year's chayv. And he takes the schayr, he goes back to the city. Nishkagangim doesn't go. Comes back the next year. I'm sorry, I only have 60% to pay you. And the year after, I only have 40% to pay you. And the seicher in Lemberg is getting a little bit annoyed. He says, listen, this can't keep going on like this. You have to pay back the chayv that you owe. I can't... One more year. I'll give you one more chance. The year goes by, and it was a disaster. Mm. He comes back to Lemberg without a penny. He says, I can't pay you anything. I just didn't have a good year. I can't pay you any money at all. Not only can't I pay you all the previous chayvs, I can't pay you this year's chayv either. So the seicher says, listen, that's it. I can't. I hope you didn't come here to ask for more credit, because it's not happening. He says to the seicher, just the opposite. I came here to ask you to extend me credit and let me have more material. Seicher says, how could that be? How could you even think of asking for more when you're not paying up at all? He says to the seicher, listen, I made some bad business decisions. I made some mistakes. I took a partner in. It didn't work out. He wasn't good for the business. We tried certain ideas. It didn't work out. But now I'm revamping the business. I'm starting over again. And I'm asking you for another chance. Let me have material on credit, one more chance, and let me start over again. And he says to the seicher, it's for your benefit to give me the material. Because if you don't give it to me, I'll just go bankrupt. And you're not going to see a penny of any of the chayvis that I owe you. But if you give me another chance, and I start over, and I start over, and I am successful, not only will I pay you for this material, but hopefully I'll be able to pay you back for all the chayvis that I had in the past. Says the Chavetz Chaim, that's l'mancha l'kim chayim. Remember us for life. Hashem, it's true. We have a big chayv. We owe a lot. This mitzvah we didn't do properly. And this mitzvah we didn't do. And that chesed we didn't do. And our learning. We owe you a lot. We have a lot of chayvis. And the truth is, Why extend this credit for another year? We owe you a lot of chaydis. The answer is, Ramanacha, for your sake, Hashem. Because if we're not going to be extend credit, Hashem, you won't give us a year, we'll be able to do mitzvahs. How can we ever pay you back for all the good that you did to us? How can we ever go ahead, be Mekayim the Torah, and do the mitzvahs? Ramanacha, it's for your benefit, Hashem, to give us a good year. Because this time we'll use the year properly, the way we should use it. I'll be able to give you back a good year, plus do tshuva and pay you back for all the years that you gave us in the past. So Tzvi Borg's not here, but Tzvi Borg sent me an email this week with a nice vort. The Sein Avinu Malkeinu. Sein Avinu Malkeinu. Sein Avinu Malkeinu. Avinu Malkeinu. Asei Leman Harugim Hashem Kodshecha. Take Nekama, go and punish the Goyim for those who were killed for your holy name, for the shame of Hashem. Akirish Hashem. The next Avinu Malkeinu, Asei Leman Tevuchim Al Yichudecha. For those that were slaughtered, shechted, for pronouncing Yichud Hashem. There was once a Yid who went through the Muhammad, went through the Holocaust. He went to Reb Itzela in Antwerp, Belgium, and he asked Reb Itzela, what's the chiluk between these two Avinu Malkeinus? What's the nafkamina between Avinu Malkeinu Asei Leman Harugim Hashem Kodshecha and Avinu Malkeinu Asei Leman Tevuchim Al Yichudecha? What's the difference? Aren't they saying the same? Take the Kama on the Goyim for those that were killed, Kiddush Hashem, have Rechmanis on us for those that died at Kiddush Hashem, for those that were shechted, that were slaughtered at Yichudecha for pronouncing Yichud Hashem. And Reb Itzela looked at him and didn't have an answer. And the seer that went through the Holocaust said to Reb Itzela, if the Rebbe allows me, I'd like to give you an answer. And he said a very powerful story. He said, when the Nazis came in to whatever town it was, they took 100 Yidden and they lined them up outside the town and they shot them. They killed them. So this Yid said, he saw this happen in front of his own eyes. There were 100 Yidden lined up and the Nazis in Machshon started to shoot. And he said, as soon as they started to shoot, they realized what was happening. All 100 Yidden start to scream out, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. To be honest, Shema Yisrael. But he says, the Nazis start to shoot from one side, from the right, and they went to the left. He says, those people that are on the right never finished the Pasuk. They died when they said Hashem's name, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu. They died by the Hashem Kodshecha. They died by the name of Hashem. Those people on the left side, they were able to finish the Pasuk. They died with the word Echad on their lips. Roman Tevuchim Al Yichudecha. Those that were shechted was pronouncing Hashem as one. I say, the man harugim Hashem kochecho. Those that were zaycha, they didn't finish the pasuk of Shema. Harugim Hashem kochecho. They were killed when they said the shame Hashem. I say, the man tevuchem ayichudecho. For those that were zaycha to finish the pasuk, and they died when they said Hashem. So he said, when he told us Reb Itzel, he said he cried in his heart. Okay. In Pashas Kisis, there's a very interesting medrash. The Medrash says, the Pasuk really says, in Perik Amad Gimel, Pasuk Amad Beis, Pasuk Amad Aleph, Vayoshev Moshe Hashem HaYoyma, Moshe returned to Hashem, and Moshe said, Ono Chato HaMazeh Chato G'dayla, who is Hashem? This nation sinned a great chait, Vayasu Lehem LeHezohov, and they made the eagle of gold. V'ata now, and Tisach HaTosom, if you forgive them, fine, and I, if not, Mechenino, erase my name, Mesifrecha Shekasofto, and so on. The Medrash Shmais Rabbah in Parash Mem Gimel, Perik Mem Gimel, Aleph says what happened. Why is Moshe starting off by saying, Ono Chato HaMazeh Chato G'dayla? Moshe said, Hashem, listen, the Yidden are good people, they don't mean to do bad, they had an Esayin, please forgive them. Moshe starts off right away, we're bad. Ono Chato HaMazeh Chato G'dayla. We did a terrible Aveira. Why does Moshe start off, Ono Chato HaMazeh Chato G'dayla? And the Medrash says, because the Satan was waiting to be mekatreg against Klal Yisrael. And Moshe came, and Moshe said, Hashem, Klal Yisrael sinned. The Satan heard that. The Satan said, ooh, there's no need for me to be here anymore. Moshe Rabbeinu was doing a good job without me. Yeah. Moshe Rabbeinu was already saying Klal Yisrael sinned. It was enough to prosecute Bnei Yisrael based on Moshe's words. I don't have to be here anymore. And the Satan left. The Satan left. Says Moshe, Va'atam tisachatos. Now forgive them for their aveirim. Says the Dumnu Magid, we say Vidoy Yom Kippur. The Sultan is going to come and prosecute on Yom Kippur. We sit we clap al chait. We try to, the Sultan sees Klal Yisrael saying al chait Yom Kippur. Over and over again. The Sultan says, I'm not needed here, Yom Kippur. Klal Yisrael is doing a good job. Look at all the avarice that they did. I'm not, my expertise is not required. I'm not needed to prosecute against Israel. They're condemning themselves at all the avarice that they did. And the Sultan leaves us alone. We say vidui. By saying vidui, faket. The Sultan says, I'm not needed. And the Sultan leaves us alone. But now we have a chance to do tshuva and to have Bismillah and to rely on the Rachmanis of Hashem, and Hashem will have Rachmanis on us, and we chase away the Sultan when we say our vidoy, we admit that we sinned. It comes to the end of Yom Kippur. Nigla, of course, is the end of Yom Kippur, and by Nigla, I said many times, there's two people by Nigla. One is looking at the clock. When is it over? And one understands that this is the chasima. This year, Yom Kippur is Shabbos. We don't say Avinu Malkeinu the entire Yom Kippur. We'll say Avinu Malkeinu by Nigla. Chosmeinu Masefer Chaim Tovim. Chosmeinu Masefer Panosu V'Chakala. This is the chasima. This is it. Like I think I said, over Lister, a room in an Eretz Yisrael would say over, and a person catches a cold during the year, he caught that cold by Nigla. That's when he caught the cold. When a person has Hatzlacha during the year, yeah, it was by Ne'ilah. Something happens, that was all decided by Ne'ilah. The clock doesn't have to exist by Ne'ilah. Think of Ne'ilah, the person should be Mispalo, he has a time to daven, they should have, be sealed for a good year. Dibnu Magen is one of the classic Mishalim about Ne'ilah, the whole Avodah of Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Ne'ilah. Famous Mashal. The king has to marry off his daughter, the princess. And for whatever the reason, he has difficulty marrying off his daughter. And the situation is getting desperate. He decides the next one that's interested in marrying her, that's it. She has no choice in the matter. He's going to marry her off to whoever comes along next. The next suitor in line is a villager, a boy from the village, doesn't know too much about the malchus, about royalty and the kingdom, but he's interested in marrying his daughter. The king is desperate. Goes ahead and he says, the shidduch is on, and marries off his daughter to this villager. The villager takes the princess back home to his village, and before he leaves, the king warns him, take good care of her. Remember, she's royalty. She's my daughter, she's a princess. Make sure to take good care of her. And he takes her back to his village, to the farm that they have, the small farm, the small shack that they live in, and her life is miserable. Her husband works the whole day in the farm. His mother's there, she puts the daughter-in-law to work, and the wife is miserable, and she's working and has a bitter life, and she can't take it anymore. She writes a letter to her father, please come and see what's happening. Please come and see what I'm going through. And the king sends back that in 40 days he's coming. In 40 days he's coming to visit his daughter. No, as soon as her husband and the mother-in-law find out the king's coming in 40 days, life changes all of a sudden for the better. The house gets painted, and the house is cleaned, and the animals are taken out, and all of a sudden the princess doesn't have to do any work. Everything is done for her. Instead of eating dry bread, she gets good food to eat. Life changes so much. In 40 days, everything is for the better. Finally, the big day arrives, and the king comes. The king is here. The king walks in, he sees a nice clean house, it's painted, the animals are out on the farm, he sees the workers, his daughter the princess is being treated properly, and he's very satisfied with what he sees. And he says to his daughter, I don't understand. What are all your complaints about? The whole time I was here, I'm here for a day or two. Everything is beautiful. Everything is proper. What are all your complaints about? And she says to him, as the king's about to leave, she says to him, don't you understand? It's all a show. Don't you realize it's all a show? Don't you realize that as soon as you leave, I'm going to be back to the way I was before. They're going to put me to work again. I'm not going to be served the good food. They're not going to treat me properly. As soon as you leave, it's all over. So the king says, is that true? He calls his son-in-law in and he says, tell me, is it true? Is that how you treated my daughter all the time? Are you feeding her dry bread? Are you making her work? Are you treating her like this? And the son-in-law is sort of caught in the corner and he admits, he says, yes, we didn't treat her properly. And the king gets very angry and he says, how dare you? Don't you know my daughter is royalty? How can you treat her like this? And the son-in-law says, you're right, she's royalty and we should treat her better. But I expected, as being a son-in-law to the king, that the king would give me a nice house with servants to take care of all of the princess's needs. If the king sends me back to my village without supplying for all my needs, there's nothing I could do to treat your daughter royally. says it didn't magid, that's mamishos. For the whole Hashem sent us down the neshama, the princess, the neshama's royalty, the neshama comes mitachas kisi hakavod, the neshama comes down to this world. What happens? Instead of treating the neshama royally and taking care of the neshama serves the guf. We put the neshama to work, serve the guf, and we give in to all of our desires, and we give in to our yetzer haras, the neshama serves the guf. The neshama screams out, Hashem, help me, I'm here imprisoned in this guf. Hashem says, you know what, I'm coming in 40 days. We have 40 days to prepare from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Yom Kippur. There are 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Yom Kippur. I'm coming in 40 days. All of a sudden, the neshama feels a little chias. The guf wakes up a little bit also. Oh, Hashem is coming. I have to wake up. Time to do tshuva. Time to straighten ourselves out. And we start Rosh Chodesh Elul. We start blowing shofar. Some start saying slichas already, Rosh Chodesh Elul. And we start to improve our ways. Start to learn a little Musa. We start to be better already, Rosh Chodesh Elul. And as the time is coming closer to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we improve. Comes to a point, a person already is acting better. We change. Total change. By the time the 40th day arrives and the king is here, we're a different person. Hashem comes. He sees us in Shul Yom Kippur, wearing a white kittel, with talis, we're fasting like malachim. And Hashem says to the neshama, I don't understand. What are you complaining about? Look, the guf is treating you properly. Look how beautiful it is. You dressed in white, davening in shul a whole day, you're fasting like malachim. What complaints do you have? And the neshama says, don't you understand? It's only a show. It's only a show. As soon as the king leaves, as soon as Yom Kippur is over, as soon as Neila ends, that's it. The guf's gonna put me back the way I was before. I'm gonna fall back into the old ways. And Hashem asks us, is that true? Is that how you treat the neshama? That's how you treat the neshama that I gave you? And we answer back, Hashem, it's true. The neshama deserves to be treated royally. The neshama comes with tachas kisi akavod. But you sent us down into our village with all our tirdas, all our daigas, all our worries that we have, all our problems that we have. What more could we do? Hashem, if you want us to be good, you want us to treat the neshama royally, then please, chosmenu b'sefer parnos v'chakolo, b'sefer zuchuyois, please give us the parnasa, give us the gashmias that we need in order we should be able to elevate the neshama, and we should be able to use our time for ruchnias and not have to drain the neshama down into the tivus of Vayilam Haza, but rather give us what we need in order to be able to treat the neshama royally. Very, very, very appropriate, very appropriate motion. Right, it comes right before Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur is also called Yom HaKadosh. Day of Kedusha, it's the one day a year that a person is like a malach. You know, the Velt says over the expression, Tisha B'Av ver ken esen, and Yom Kippur ver dach esen. Tisha B'Av, who has to, who could eat? Tisha B'Av is a sad day, a day of Avelos. Who could eat Tisha B'Av? Yeah, a person is in mourning, Avelos, over the Chumre Zemitash, we have no appetite to eat. Yom Kippur is the opposite, ver dach esen. Who has to eat? Who needs to eat on Yom Kippur? We're on such a high madrega, malachim, dressed in white. We have a malachim on Yom Kippur. Who needs to eat? We don't eat because we're doing it to a malach. A malach doesn't need to eat. We feel the kedusha on Yom Kippur. The kedusha is part of us. There's no need to eat. Ver dafesin. Who has to eat on Yom Kippur? Person looks at the clock on Yom Kippur. Think for a minute. Ver dafesin. Today's a day of kedusha. Today's not a day to spend eating. Today's a day of tefillah. A day of slichah mechilah. Who has to eat? Who needs to eat? Who needs to eat on Yom Kippur? A person is zeichet to a kaparo. Yom Kippur is also a day of a simcha because a person is zeichet to a kapara. One of the reasons we wait to say Kiddush Kavana, Matzah Yom Kippur, different minhagim, the beginning to wait to say Kiddush Kavana, Matzah Yom Kippur is because we wait till we're simcha. We wait till Yom Kippur is over, we wait till we're simcha, that we're zeichet to have a kapara. The more a person believes that he can have a kapara, the more he's zeichet to have a kapara. Always bother me, the Gemara says that the gematria of the word Satan is the gematria 300, Ha-Satan is 364. There's one day a year that the Satan doesn't have a kayach. The Satan doesn't have a kayach in Yom Kippur. Ha-Satan is 364, of the 364 days a year, the Satan, of the 365 days, the Satan has kayach only one day. Always bother me. You never heard of somebody doing an Aveir Yom Kippur? Never happened. The Gemara has stories about an Avul B'nai was boiling Naram Eros on Yom Kippur, the Gemara has Zemaisa. How could it be? The Satan has no kayach. The Teretz says it depends on the person. If the person, Taka, believes in the Kayach of Yom Kippur, and a person treats Yom Kippur properly, the Satan Taka has no Kayach. But a person who treats Yom Kippur without the proper respect, without the proper Kedusha, then the Satan has the Kayach. The Satan has the Kayach. It's up to a person's, it's up to each one of us when we're davening Yom Kippur, what we want to accomplish, how we appreciate Yom Kippur. Looking at the attitude, it's a Yom HaKadosh, it's a day of Kedusha, it's an opportunity to be forgiven for the Averis, it's an opportunity of the Adafes, and who has to eat. It's a day of Kedusha that comes once a year. It's a day that we are above this world, we're taken out of this world, but one day the whole Yom Kippur changes. Suddenly becomes a day of Kedusha. And it comes the end, the person looks and says, oh, it's over. What's gonna be now? We say by Ma'ariv, Selachon already. The Velt says, why do we say Selachon by Ma'ariv? What Aveira do we do already between the end of Yom Kippur and Ma'ariv? Right? Pushoifer, Baruch Shem Baruch, that's a Ma'ariv. For the Velt says over, for the Ma'ariv itself. For the way we daven the Ma'ariv, we have to say Selachon. The whole day we daven nice and slow, Kavon and Shul, comes the Ma'ariv already, we're 1 foot out the door. So for the Ma'ariv itself, we have to say Selachon for the way we daven, the Ma'ariv. It was in a Kelim, they used to have a clap on the Bima. After Ma'ariv and Yom Kippur, Rabbeisa is about El. It's about Chodesh Elul. It's soon going to be Chodesh Elul. A person shouldn't forget and take with him the lesson of Yom Kippur. And with Zeichel, that right after Yom Kippur, we have the Yom Tov of Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, to go from one Yom Tov to another Yom Tov. We're going now with Simcha. Hopefully, Shlo B'Zeichel, Slicha, Mechila, Chapara, Avar, should be forgiven. And with Shmini Zeichel, to feel the Kedusha and feel being a Malach on Yom Kippur. And with Shmini Zeichel, to good convention, Rogan Machasim Toiva, Shnaskula, Shizach Simishik Sakainu, Meher Bimelo Amen.